the love of God expressed to you through Jesus. You're here this morning. We pray that you realize how much you are loved by the God who created you and wants to give you this free gift of eternal life. Kids, you know what to do. You are dismissed to your classes. We're glad that you're here, and we're grateful that your children are here learning about this wonderful story of the love of Jesus. We have a couple of elders and their wives also each week out in the hallway to our left. If you're in need of prayer, spiritual guidance, and they are there for you, and you can be dismissed at this time. Today's a different Sunday. It's a special Sunday. We're calling it Ministry Sunday, a time to kind of step back and celebrate all the work that's being done at the Park Avenue Church of Christ. As the New Testament lays out the organization of the church, there are two particular offices that are mentioned. There's elders, and then there's this office of deacon. And so on a regular basis, we kind of step back and we evaluate the ministries, what's working, what needs to be implemented. Some ministries are just serve for a time. We need to pull back from them. And so this is a time in the history of the Park Avenue Church where we've kind of stepped back over the last few months and have kind of looked at things and kind of reevaluated where we need to be working, where we need to be serving, and what deacons we need in order to fulfill the mission and the service of the church. So today we're going to look at that, what's happening here at the Park Avenue Church of Christ, and we're going to especially celebrate those men who serve as deacons here. The word deacon just means servant. It's used in an official way in the Bible, but it's also a general term as well, just a servant. So we're going to recognize those men that are serving as deacon. And then we have another group of people that we call ministry leaders that are given particular responsibilities and roles in specific ministries. We're going to recognize them as well. So we have four objectives today. What we want to accomplish, we want to honor our servant leaders, our deacons and ministry leaders. We want to connect you. We want all of you to know what's happening here at the Park Avenue Church of Christ. And we want to inspire you. So many are involved in a ministry. We believe that everyone is called to use their gift. And so today, as we walk through the different ministries of the Park Avenue Church of Christ, we want to inspire broader participation among the church. And then in introducing leaders and introducing ministries, we hope that it will help you to connect with the people that are leading those ministries, and you can go up to them and you can talk to them. Hey, I want to be involved in that. I have a heart, a passion for that ministry, and make that connection. If not, you can always contact one of our ministry staff and elders, and we'll connect you with the right people as well. So it's an exciting Sunday just to look and to see what God is doing. And all of this, all of the praise, all of the honor, all the glory goes to God, who has gifted us as a church and as individual members to be able to carry out these ministries that we're going to talk about this morning. So we break down our ministries in these following areas, and we have deacons and elders assigned to oversee these areas. And then with each one of these areas, we have a ministry staff person who is a contact person for these different areas as well. Well, we have worship. We're going to walk through each of these. Basil and I are going to walk through many of the works that are being accomplished in these different ministries. But this is how we kind of break it down. There's no magic formula here. This is how we've just kind of see how things fall into place. We have worship. We have fellowship. We have family. We have youth. We have outreach. We have caring and sharing. We have facilities. And we have education, and as I said, we'll get into those more specifically in just a few minutes. Overall, we have more than 30 different ministries that are being carried out through the Park Avenue Church of Christ. Now, as I said, there are deacons that are leading most of these ministries, and then ministry leaders that work with the deacons and the staff and the elders with some specific responsibilities. And dozens and dozens and dozens of servants. So many members of the Park Avenue Church of Christ are involved in ministry, in serving our community, in serving our church, in serving our Lord. in the things that we're doing. And so we can't recognize everyone, but we are so grateful to all of you. This church is just so blessed with people that have a servant heart. And again, it's just inspiring for me to be able to see everything that's going on. And Basil and I, Sam, Rachel, Tyler, the elders, we get this broader view of what's happening that not everyone gets to see. And today, we want to give you a glimpse into that. We also want to recognize, in addition to our ministry staff, Matt Hogan, who is over the facilities here, Braden McAllister, who helps him out, Sulane and Joan, who work in the office and do so much for the church and coordinating things. We are indebted to them. We have a great staff. We have people who do a great job, who are passionate about the work that's being done here at the Park Avenue Church of Christ. And so hats off to each one of them. All right, so we're going to recognize our current deacons, and we've got a few new deacons that we're recognizing this morning. But before I do that, I want to honor two long-serving deacons who, as time goes by and as ministries change and as leaders change, who are no longer serving. Now, I didn't tell them we were going to do this because they probably would have said, don't do that. That's the kind of heart that they have. So I see that both of them are here. I'm glad that they're here. But first, Ray Bellows, stand up. Janie's right there with them. Stand up, Ray and Janie. Let's give them a big round of applause for the many, many years of service in our mission ministry, and just amazing things have been done in the years that Ray and Janie have been serving. As I remember it, and I didn't look back to verify this, I think the missions budget when I got here was maybe like $10,000. That may be even overestimating it. You may have a different recollection. This Mission Sunday, we raised over $150,000for missions. And that's all of us, but we need to recognize that part of the inspiration and the leadership is due to Ray and Janie and how they have worked in the missions ministry all these years, and especially a heart from Mexico. They've been on several trips to Monterey and have really kept us connected to that work and the many other mission works that we do, both here and especially the foreign missions that we've been involved in. It was during this time that I don't know if we had a mission Sunday before I got here, but I know that became more of a prominent service where we would highlight all the missions. We would have tables out there with the different mission works that are going on, and we would dedicate one Sunday to really highlighting all those missions. We used to call that Mission Sunday, and again, that has kind of evolved into our grace offering that we have on Easter Sunday. But again, Ray and Janie, and I can't say Ray without saying Janie. So Ray and Janie, we thank you so much. Thank you so much. The inspiration that you are to this church and to me and the friendship. And I served on that missions committee many years and am honored to have served with you, as I am with everyone, but Ray and Janie for the decades serving in the missions ministry. And then Joe Chapman over here, Joe and Linda. Joe served in our caring and sharing ministry, and we've always had some form of food. Stand up, Joe and Linda, stand up as a team here. The great work that you guys have done. We've always had some form of food distribution here at the Park Avenue Church of Christ. But when Joe came, he kind of took it to a new level. We used to have our food distribution ministry right here. We had a little closet, Harry's Pantry, and I can't talk about ministry, the food ministry, without talking about Harry Corbett. That's another story. We've honored Harry before. But we had a little closet here, and then Joe said, we need to be doing more. I mean, look around. I mean, we've got a church here that can do more, and he brought some ideas with him from former churches that he served up in Oklahoma, and it was under Joe's leadership that we moved the food distribution ministry from here to downtown, and we made the transition to call it the Barnabas Food Pantry, and so that expanded, and we're serving more and more people. That has evolved. A few years back, the Myrick Avenue Church of Christ, when they stopped meeting, they came to our eldership, and they said, hey, we've got a building. Would you like it? would we like it? Well, sure, we would like it. So we went through that process of transferring the ownership of that building to the Park Avenue Church of Christ, and it's on Myrick Avenue, close to Scott Middle School. If you haven't been by there, you need to go by there and see what's happening and how that has just grown into an incredible ministry recognized by the North Texas Food Bank. Is that the group just recently recognized as an example of how a community takes care of itself? Honestly, Joe pushed the elders, I think, a little bit sometimes. And not Joe again, because Joe was saying, we got to do more. I need more money. We need to do some things. But we're so grateful to Joe and his leadership in that ministry and how it now continues. Both of these ministries, these are things that the church is going to continue to do. And isn't it beautiful when God just provides other servants? And I'm kind of a person. I think, oh no, someone's leaving. Someone's not serving anymore. What are we going to do? God is amazing as he rises up leaders to step into the roles that need to be fulfilled. And the body continues to thrive. And to continue to minister as we all want to serve him. So I took more time than I wanted to doing that, but Ray and Joe, we especially appreciate your years of service. All right, so let's move into recognizing our deacons that are serving currently, and I'm going to ask all of them to come up here and to stay up here. I'm going to call you up individually as I call your name in the area that you serve in. Then please make your way up here to the stage and remain here. I'm going to call up the ministry leaders after that. And at the conclusion of that, while you guys are all up here, deacons and ministry leaders, Greg Clay, one of our elders, is going to lead a prayer of blessing and commissioning over you. All right, alphabetically, T.J. Atnip. T.J., come on down. T.J.'s back here. T.J. Works in the area of facilities, and just like I've talked about Joe and I've talked about Ray, I could talk about each one of these deacons, but you don't want to be here hours and hours, but we all know how important all of these deacons are. T.J., make your way up. Ken Bell, come on down. Ken works with our caring and sharing ministry and making sure that people feel connected. Stuart Bowlerjack also works in caring and sharing, and in particular with the many calls that we receive here at the Park Avenue Church of Christ, the people that are down on their luck or members here at the church that need some special assistance. Barry Chapman. Barry, come on down. Barry is serving with our family ministry, and we recognize the importance of building strong families, strong marriages, and that's so important. And Barry, and then Lance Claiborne. Lance, where's Lance? Lance, come on over. Lance is a new deacon as he joins Barry and others as they serve in the family ministry. Another new deacon is Todd Detrow. Todd? We're going to tear him away from the soundboard here. Todd is leading in the youth ministry, working with Sam and others. Again, each one of these areas are so important to the functioning of the church and the health of the church. Jimmy Elmore, come on up. Jimmy works in outreach, and especially with our Barnabas Center, and does a fantastic job there. Shane Haddock. Shane, come on down. Shane is a new deacon this time around also, as he works with discipleship, our disciple-making communities, and especially with the young families, making sure we have those spiritual connections that are being made. Mike Hardy. Mike, see, I know even where these deacons sit. I can track him here. Mike works with our fellowship and getting us together and really helping to accomplish this spirit of family that the church is. We're grateful for Mike. Calvin Henry. Yep, Calvin's over here. Calvin works in outreach and is leading that ministry as we seek for ways to share the gospel with people around the world. And Calvin comes with a lot of experience as a missionary himself for many, many years. Matt Hogan. Matt is here. Okay, I don't know if Matt was doing some troubleshooting here, as he also works in our facilities, but Matt also works with our caring and sharing and the children's homes, especially the 5 or 6 children's home that we support out of our budget. Kyle McAllister. Kyle, come on down. Kyle works with the youth, does a great job with them. He's up here every Sunday night working with our kids in Connect, and also serving in the youth is Jim McClure. Jim, come on down. Same thing, Jim works with our youth ministry, and they've both been really, all of our youth deacons were also involved in the transition that we've recently seen between Tyler and now Sam. Kenny McClure? Kenny here this morning? There he is. Kenny works in our fellowship ministry, again, creating this sense of belonging, creating this sense of family, and feeding us. Jimmy Rosser? Jimmy? I saw Jimmy. All right, Jimmy works in caring and sharing, and again, reaching out and meeting the needs of our congregation. And then Jim Russell. Jim Russell is gone this morning. Jim works in facilities and especially in the security ministry to make sure that that we're prepared in case anything gets out of line. And we're thankful for Jim and his faithfulness serving that. I think it's appropriate for us to show our appreciation to these men who have accepted this responsibility with a round of applause. We are so, so grateful to them. All right, I'm going to call forward each ministry leader now. Same thing, introduce them and their specific ministry focus. And if you would, we've got 21 of them if they're all present. And so we're going to be a little bit crowded down here, but that's good. So Whitney Allison. Whitney, come on down. Whitney works with making sure that all of our new moms and engaged couples are honored and provided for with our showers. Margaret Atnip, is Margaret here this morning? Margaret has worked for years in the sewing and the quilting ministry. Dorothy Banks. Dorothy, come on down. Dorothy helps with our meals, especially our funeral meals, to make sure that those families feel that sense of support and love during that difficult time. Kenna Brandt works with our Christian Theater Workshop, and we all know what a powerful impact that has on our kids and our community. Bradley Brooks. Bradley over here is working in our men's ministry, men's breakfast, our men's conference, and other activities that serve our men here. Anthony Bryant. Anthony's not here this morning. He's working with our SAMPAC, our senior adult ministry here at Park Avenue. Shelley Calvert. Shelley works with our PAWS ministry and just make sure that we're fed and make sure that there's a lot of organization and just making sure that we have teams that are coming in every Wednesday night to make sure that that happens. Barbara Hardy. Barbara's back here. She works in our Let's Get Acquainted ministry with her husband, Mike, who's already up here being honored. Every quarter or so, we have a meal to welcome in or introduce people to the Park Avenue Church of Christ. You've heard us announce our Let's Get Acquainted ministries. Joyce Henshaw, is Joyce with us this morning? Joyce is coordinating our greeting ministry so that when you come into the building, there is someone here to say, we're glad that you're here, and not just pass out a bulletin, a messenger, but then also just to make sure that we are expecting you and welcoming you. Amy McAllister. Amy works with our 20s, Amy and Kyle, who is already up here. They host a time of fellowship and Bible study at their home for those younger folks in the congregation. Sandy Pate, working with special meals as we, different occasions, call upon us to provide meals for people. Is she here? Mitzi Power, Mitzi here this morning? Mitzi works with our college-age ministry. Every Tuesday night, she is leading a group that's up here preparing a meal and going over to Grayson College and feeding them and then also just showing them the love of God. David Pryor works in our grounds. David is around here. Yep, we've got quite a facility here that needs a lot of work. We have trees that fall down. We have sprinkler systems that go out, and David's the guy to call on that. Kathy Pryor. Kathy works with our Christian Theater Workshop and has done that for years. And again, with Kenna, and we're going to introduce Janda Gay here in just a moment, just the hours and hours of work they put in to CTW. Becky Russell is not with us this morning, but she works in our women's ministry. Chris Slaughter, did I see the Slaughters? Chris Slaughter's a ministry leader in our missions ministry. Cynthia Thomas. Oh, Chris is here, all right? Chris, you're not sitting where you're supposed to sit. I don't know. We'll have a talk later. Chris brings a passion for ministry. He's visited over to in Togo for many mission trips there. Cynthia Thompson, our sewing ministry is just an incredible blessing to our church. If you've been in the hospital, you've probably received a gift from our sewing ministry, but it goes beyond that. And we have such an impact in our community, and I've said this before. People come up to me, thank you, Todd, for what you're doing, and I'm not doing anything. It's all of these people and all of you that are serving so faithfully. So with all of those thanks that I receive as I'm out in the community, let me pass those along to you. And then Janet Gay here this morning? Okay, Janet Gay's not with us, but she works with our Christian Theater Workshop. As well. What a group. These people have special responsibilities, and I know so many of you serve with these people, but these have been given the special responsibility of making sure that these ministries are going. They interface with staff members, with deacons, and with elders as well, and all of the things that are being done. These people are so much to responsible. For that work. Let's give them all a round of applause and recognize them. All right, I'm going to ask Greg Clay if Greg would make his way up to the podium here. And if you have some words to say, feel free, and especially just to bring them all before God. Greg. Okay. All right. We were afraid this would happen. I guess we... Did I miss a couple of people? Pat Emery, is Pat here? All right, Pat, come on down. Apologies for Pat working with our Family Promise ministry. And then Kevin Dale, okay. Kevin Dale, is Kevin here this morning? Okay, Kevin's not here, working with our Turning Point ministry. Jennifer Chapman, Barry, Jennifer? Jennifer's here. She works also with providing meals. She's saying no. See, this is... Yes. We say yes. So, again, we're so grateful for all of the servants here at Park Avenue.
If I could have the elders come up, please, as well. And if you would lay hands on these folks as we pray, as we... give our deacons their commission and our ministry leaders their charge as well as we pray. All right, let's pray together, church. Father, thank you so much for this day and the opportunity that you've given us to praise you for blessing this body, your church at Park Avenue. And of all the ways that you've blessed us, we're especially thankful for the individuals that you've made a part of this body, for every person that you've brought to both bless and to be a blessing. And even more so today, as we bring before you those servants that we're recognizing for places of special service. First, Father, we place before you these men that have been called to the office of deacon. Please bless them, consecrate them, both those continuing in their office and those new to their calling. Father, we thank you for the gifts that you've given them. And we pray that the Holy Spirit would indwell them mightily and that he would multiply their efforts as they serve in their positions of servant leadership. Give them the strength and your power to throw off every hindrance and enable them to be Jesus to those that you've placed in their path in the days and weeks and years to come. As we now commission them, may their talents be multiplied to the end of receiving your blessing, well done, good and faithful servant. As well, Father, we ask your blessing on these leaders of the various ministries that you've birthed and grown in this body. Father, each brings a passion for the ministry that they've been called to lead. Please channel that passion as they seek to serve you and expand the borders of your kingdom. These ministries are yours. These leaders are yours. So, Father, bless them now and give them your vision for their part in this body. Please work through them in ways beyond what any of us could ever ask or imagine. Father, we are so mindful, as Todd has reminded us this morning, of the legacy that we've inherited. And Father, make us worthy of that legacy, each one that is before you. And Father, keep all our eyes fixed on Jesus, our Savior, your Son, the one who took our sins away and gave us the hope and assurance of eternity with him. With gazes fixed on him, we continue as we have for years, Father, to plead, please don't let us mess this thing up. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
All right, you guys may be seated. Thank you. I'm going to invite Basil up at this time, and we're just going to talk briefly. We're going to have to kind of fly through this as we look at the different areas of ministry that I mentioned early on. I'll start with worship. It takes dozens of people every Sunday as we gather together serving here and worshiping together. We have people that come up and lead in worship. We have ushers and we have greeters. We have people that are counting the attendance and just providing that valuable information for us. We've got the praise team that is spread throughout the worship center here as they help Basil as we work together. We've got people working with our children in the nursery. We've got people back over there with audio, visual, and lighting that make sure that what we want up there is supposed to happen up there and everything is taken care of back there. But as you can see, just dozens of people in order to make a worship service take place, and we're grateful for all of them. All right, Basil, you want to take over fellowship?
Am I on? Yes. Church does not just happen. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of coordination. Worship services, everything that we do, and you see all these ministries that are represented, it takes a lot of work and a lot of coordination and a lot of volunteers. Meals. We love to eat. Amen. Do I get an amen? I think it's very scriptural. Jesus did it a lot with a lot of people. And so we have a lot of meals here, and we have an incredible facility. You know, our ARC, which is our Family Life Center, and our kitchen is state-of-the-art. It is incredible, and it is used nearly every day. If you go in there, sometimes you have to get in line to cook. So thank you for all of you that volunteer, the PAWS team, Park Avenue Wednesday Supper. Shelly has an incredible team of people that are organized and work, and many of you serve on that, and your name wasn't mentioned today. We appreciate you. The women's ministry, the retreats, the mentoring that goes on with all of the ladies' ministry and the ladies' Bible classes, whether that's Wednesday or whether that's Wednesday night or during the week as well, there are many things that are happening. The men's ministry, the Man Alive monthly breakfast is a great thing. And the men do the cooking. Men can cook. And I appreciate the men that get together to do that. And we're getting ready for a conference here in December. So another time for a men's ministry to get together and just share the love that we have for Jesus and continue to grow. Thank you to all the showers, the funeral meals, the meal train. All of those ways are fellowship, but it reaches out into our community and it reaches out to those that just need some extra loving. And I think our church does that really, really well. Let's go into the family ministry. Every year we have Trunk and Treat. And I don't know if you know, but Trunk and Treat takes all of us. It takes, there are 400 here this morning, we need all of you. Because we have over 1,000 people, 1,000 kids and parents and plus that come. And my wife is going to be asking in a few days for for trunks. So we need at least 30 families to put together a trunk for Trunk and Treat. And this is a way that we show love to our community. It's a great way because people come and they want to know about our church and they see that we're loving our community. It's a great way to reach out. Our 4 to 5 family retreat is every fall at Texoma Youth Camp. It's a great way for our young families to get together and have time together. You've heard recently about our Re-Engage Marriage Ministry. We have right now 13 couples that are going through Re-Engage, strengthening our marriages. And we believe, this is my personal conviction, I want Park Avenue to be known in this community as one, a church that supports and strengthens marriages. That we believe in the biblical marriage of a man and a woman, and that we are going to pour our resources and our time and our energies into that which will continue to strengthen them. So thank you, church and our elders, for supporting that. We have a church parent commitment, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. We believe that we partner with these new families that have new babies. We commit to the families and they commit to us. Very important. Other retreats, Flight 56 retreat, which is the 5th and 6th graders, and we have a yearly marriage getaway retreat that we look forward to every year. Again, pouring into our couples.
All right, let me talk a little bit about our youth ministry here. And again, we're so glad to have Sam, who has just recently come on board to lead our youth ministry. Every Sunday night, they are up here with a ministry called Connect, breaking down into small groups and really getting into the Word of God, developing relationships with one another and with some mentors as well. Our youth also gather together on Wednesday night for a class while the rest of us in our disciple-making communities, retreats. A fall retreat is coming up soon here in October for our youth. And then summer, I mean, this is really where we wear out our youth minister and our youth ministry team with all the different camps that they go to, our work at Bowles Home, at Oklahoma Christian, working with our Christian Theater Workshop. Summers are just a great time for our youth here. Also, our Sweetheart Banquet that our kids organize, our youth ministry organizes to honor the 60 and older crowd. I still haven't gotten up the heart to go to a Sweetheart Banquet, even though I fit in that demographic, but so thankful for that ministry as well. And just keeping those kids together. Just recently, a new mentoring program was launched by some of our men here at the Park Avenue Church of Christ for our young men. And that's going to have a powerful impact on our kids here. But our youth ministry, again, Tyler has led that so well in the past several years, and now he's handed over that baton to Sam, and it's just going strong. And we want to make sure that these kids that grow up here have a firm foundation of the Word of God and have developed those relationships. As a parent who have had 4 kids go through the youth ministry, I know it's been invaluable for them as they have grown spiritually. Basil?
Our outreach includes our foreign missions. We talked about our grace offering, which has given over $150,000 this year. And with that, we support works in Togo, West Africa, where we've taken groups every other year to do eye clinics or dental clinics. And the works that are going on there are just incredible. And we take members of this church to go with us. And so that's a seed that's planted for you to be thinking about next year. The same thing is true with our CASA trip, Casa de la Esperanza, the House of Hope, where we take groups, intergenerational groups from this church to love on 60-plus kids and to do projects and to just pour into those kids. And also, what we believe is we're pouring into the life of Park Avenue at the same time. We're teaching and we're letting you serve and encouraging you to serve. And then when the day is over, you can go and serve in your community as well. I just want to highlight one of the works is ILAD, which is International Linguistics and literacy and development in Togo. And Latte and Mine, they have this incredible ministry where they take pineapples and they take chickens and they teach evangelism and discipleship with pineapples and chicken. And I may get teary here, just teary-eyed, talking about the pineapples and chickens, because they share the pineapple shoots and the chickens and teach people how to take these home and to produce and so that the people that are poor can have a good income. And they teach about Jesus by giving them these things. It's really an incredible ministry that I love, and it's really in my heart. Also, we serve in Colombia, the Jimenez family in Cartagena, in Querétaro, the Lopez family, the Galvin family in Monterrey, the Torres family, the Baxter Institute in Honduras. We just have so many ways that we are helping out, we are reaching out. And also the Turning Point, which I must not fail to mention. Turning Point here in Durant. So many of you spend your time and go and love on those people and take meals and prepare meals and go worship on a Sunday night. And I encourage you, if you haven't done that, go do it. It's an incredible experience, and you will...
Knock the lights out. La!
You will feel the love of Jesus. Okay, Todd, you're up.
I don't know what you did there, Basil, but it was powerful.
Oh, I didn't get to carry.
Did you
and sharing.
Do caring and sharing? No,
okay.
I'd say.
Okay.
I think you got caring and sharing too.
Okay,
I'm
back.
A loop there. Thank you.
Okay.
We're working on that, by the way, as we speak.
One of the things that we do, and you saw the lady jacket breakfast. This is one of the ways that we pour into our community and show our community what kind of church that we are. As you saw, there are 7 or 8 Lady Jacket breakfasts in the fall. We need a lot of people to help with that. What that says to our community is that we are a church that loves our people. And that speaks highly. And one of the things that I am most proud of as a minister of this church is when I go out into my community, people know Park Avenue. They know Park Avenue because they're a church that serves. They know whether it's the Lady Jacket breakfast. They know whether it's we feed the homeless. We know that we make meals for everybody. And they know that we are a serving church. That's what I love about this church. And it's my church. And I hope that you will say that it's your church too.
All right. Thank you, Basil. Thank you. The facilities. We have a beautiful facility here at this corner of Park Avenue and Highland Park that needs a lot of attention and keeping up with. So we have the grounds that need to be taken care of. Mentioned that briefly, just this building. I want to give a little tip of the cap to Matthew Chapman. Matt? Is it Matt?
Mike
Chapman. Is Mike around? Mike is here every Sunday morning and opening the doors. He stays and closes the doors. And same on Wednesday, he gets things all fired up here. And we're grateful for Mike and his service. Transportation, we've got a couple of vehicles. And as you all know, if you own a vehicle, there's upkeep, there's tires that need to be changed, oil changes, and inspections and registrations. And Basil's back. All right. and so we appreciate people that work in that. And then our security, you mentioned that with Jim Russell and how that has become an important part of the service here in making sure that we're safe. And you can be sure that people are watching out for us. But again, great facilities that we have that need that maintenance and taking care of. Basil, did you have something else to say?
Yes.
Okay, Basil, I don't know, I just had a feeling. Basil had something to say.
I got emotional and I missed half of my points. So just quickly, back on caring and sharing. One of the things, we're one of the few churches that helps with the homeless empowerment. action team. We feed the homeless. We help the homeless. We're one of the few churches that supports that. We're one of the few churches that supports the Grayson County Shelter. And we support them monthly, and we do all that we can. The Barnabas Center, and I cannot say enough about what this ministry does and the number of people that work with Barnabas. God is doing a lot of great things through helping people. Just whether it's giving them groceries or helping them out with a bill. It's the love of Jesus. It's the love of Jesus. And you guys are doing it so well. And doing it so well that North Texas Food Bank wants to give them more money and help them build a bigger facility. Which means we need more workers, right? We need more workers. We need more volunteers. And so I just didn't want to fail to mention that. So I made it through that time.
All right. Thank you. As Basil said, there's so much that's happening here that we're just kind of touching the hem of the garment. I want to finish up with our education ministry. And this is where we get together. And we need to know God's Word. We need to be grounded in God's Word. And we need to share that experience with one another. And so we're grateful for our disciple-making communities that meet on Wednesday night. We also have disciple-making communities that meet on Sunday here at the building and in people's homes as well. We really encourage everyone, pray people purpose. You've heard that before. Pray people purpose. We want you worshiping. We want you here on Sunday morning. We want you to be involved in some type of personal relationship with the Lord in your prayer life, practicing the spiritual disciplines that are going to grow you closer to the Lord and dig deeper roots. And so we want you to be a worshiping people. We want you to be involved with people as well. We want this to be the family of Christ. And one of the ways we accomplish that is through our disciple-making communities. We actually bring both of those together. We're studying the Word, and we're doing that in a spiritual community. Our Wednesday night program with our kids, our youth ministry, our children. We've got, I don't know, we have 75 to 100 kids every Sunday morning out there, and the teachers that are involved in serving those kids, just invaluable. All of us can remember, if you grew up in church, remember our Bible school teachers when we were in second and third grade and how important they were. Our Mary Martha class that meets up here on Wednesday, men's Bible study we have going on right now on Thursday, all these opportunities for us as a community to be involved and deepen our knowledge of the Word of God, because that knowledge, knowing God, is going to fuel us to be these servants. Again, we could go on and on, and let me just reiterate what Basil said, what a blessing it is to be a minister here at the Park Avenue Church of Christ. And it sounds like we're doing a lot, because we are doing a lot, but I always think of Jesus' words. If you've been given a lot, lots is expected of you. And so we don't want to become weary in doing well. That's what Paul says, because it does sometimes feel like it's overwhelming. But that's what we're here for. We're here. We've been called by God to be used by God, to serve other people, to serve one another, and to participate, as Matt reminded us this morning during the communion time, to participate in this ministry of reconciliation, of reconciling people with each other, but more importantly, reconciling people to the God who we were reminded in our children's video, who loves us so desperately and is reaching out to us. And so it's a lot of work, and God has blessed us with these talents and these abilities, and we just need to keep it going and just continue to grow in the way that we serve. Let me close with this verse, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. Above all, love each other deeply. Love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. And this is, it's love, isn't it? It's the love that we've experienced. It's the love that we've seen in Jesus Christ, who became a servant, who emptied himself for us, that teaches us how important it is for us to have that heart of service. So we continue to love one another. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards. And again, what Tyler said in our contribution time, what we have, our gifts, our money, our abilities, everything that we have is, hey, God says, I'm giving that to you, Todd. How are you going to use it to glorify me? All right, how are you going to use this to participate in this mission that I have of bringing people into a relationship with you? And I need to think like that. I need to have that mindset. Everything that I have, every gift that I have, every opportunity that I have is God working through me. Verse 11, if anyone speaks, they should do as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things, all of these ministries, it's not about the elders, not about the ministers, not about the deacons, not about the ministry leaders. It's about God being praised through Jesus Christ, because to Him and Him alone be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. That's why we do it. That's why we serve. We serve hard. We serve faithfully. We serve tirelessly because we have this great mission from this mighty God. So this song we're going to sing just reminds us we have a mighty, mighty, powerful God who is working in this world. And today we're seeing how this mighty God is working through all of us to participate with Him in the great work of redemption. What a mighty God we serve. Let's stand together and sing that song. Basil.
What a mighty God we serve.